This is Amy Summers. Stay tuned to discover how you can join me for virtual mentorship sessions right after today's pitch.
How many times do you try before you give up? Two or three times, perhaps? In a world where waiting is a waste of time, persistence is becoming passé. However, if you master the pitching skill of persistence, it truly can pay off because your competition will be nowhere in sight. Everyone is busy, and technology has increased our busyness tenfold. So just because someone doesn't respond to your pitch or tells you to call back later doesn't mean they're not interested. They may be just too busy. Don't give up so easily. If you are persistent in your follow-up, the person you are pitching will be appreciative in the end, especially if they are in need of something that you are offering. Here's how to enhance productive persistence. First, if you catch the person on the phone and they can't talk, ask for a better time for follow-up. If given a time and date, mark it in your calendar and follow up at exactly that time. This way, when you call them a second time, lead with, "Hi, you asked me to give you a call today at 2 p.m. With a lead in like this, the person you're pitching pauses because now they realize you did exactly what was asked, and they will most likely feel guilty for not taking your call. Another scenario that can happen is the person may ask you to just email them. At first, this response can be totally deflating as you imagine your pitch going into their virtual email black hole. But again, do exactly what is requested and add to the subject line of your email something like, "Thanks for taking my call. Here's the info you requested." Then end your email with a direct question and date to close your pitch. Remember that a no or a not interested is better than a no answer, and you can always give someone permission to say no. If I feel like I'm reaching my persistence threshold, I'll say something like, "If you're not interested, just let me know so I don't keep bugging you, but I'm happy to continue following up with you as much as you need me to because I know you are busy." The pitch challenge today: identify two hot leads that you're trying to close. Develop a persistent pitch plan that keeps you top of mind at least every third day or per the follow-up schedule dictated to you. Don't give up until you get a yes or a no. And most importantly, be patient in your persistence and document how and when it pays off so you are reminded to never give up.
Enjoying the pitch? Then join our free mentor Skillshare sessions. Get expert career advice at inisivox.com. Click the pink mentor Skillshare signup bar at the top and enter your info to secure your spot. Find it at inisivox.com, and I'll see you soon.